President, at the outset, I would like to express my gratitude to the two coordinators, Lebanon and Switzerland, for all their extensive work throughout the past year on international cooperation and assistance activities, and for their report on the implementation of Article 6 and the relevant actions of the Lausanne Action Plan. Italy remains convinced that the full operationalization of Article 6 is fundamental to assure the effective implementation of the Convention. For us, international cooperation and assistance under the CCM is more than a legal obligation. It is a long-standing commitment as part of our comprehensive approach. As we mentioned during the general exchange of views, a dedicated trust fund for humanitarian demining was set up in Italy in 2001, allowing for the allocation of resources to mine action projects relating to cluster munitions, anti-personnel landmines, and explosive remnants of war. Over the last years, these funds allowed us to confirm our commitment to humanitarian demining in countries where we have been present for a long time, as well as to carry out activities in newly identified areas of intervention. Our projects have a holistic approach, including clearance, risk education, and assistance to victims, paying particular attention to the social-economic dimension of mine action. The Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining and UNMESS have been long-standing partners of Italy in the implementation of these projects. In carrying out all these activities, we strongly believe that international assistance should not be limited to financial support, but should also include, to the extent possible, the sharing of experience, knowledge, and practical know-how. In this context, we commend the work of the Italian Armed Forces operating abroad in clearance of improvised explosive devices and explosive ordnance disposals. Italy is willing to contribute to efforts geared toward enhancing the effectiveness of the Convention through greater coordination among relevant stakeholders at all levels, from multilateral to local. Thank you, Madam President.